Hello, and welcome to LCA Lights, Camera, Action, the podcast where three, in this case, once again five, because we are once again joined by Kate and Colson, talk about movies and just anything really that, well, that has to do with like film and stuff for like an hour. In this case, 30 minutes. It's a short because it is our Thanksgiving special, and there's only one Thanksgiving movie. Well, really, there's two if you count, what's that one turkey movie where they go back in time?
Nobody likes that one, though.
Wait, that is a Thanksgiving movie.
I actually really like that one. I liked it. Anyways, we're talking about Charlie Brown, the Thanksgiving special. Okay, let's go. Colson, start us out.
Colson.
Me?
Yeah, start out.
I like Charlie Brown.
I do too. He's a cutie.
He's
a nice shiny head.
You know what?
That shiny.
Guys, can I pull a tie?
Yeah.
Why?
Charlie Brown reminds me of my brother, my little brother Carter.
F you.
No, you don't get to say that.
Because he struggles with self-esteem, but he's like a really cute, lovable character that, you know, everyone...
He's the everyman.
Everyone loves and thinks is attractive, a.k.a. Colson Rowe.
What? I was not listening, sorry.
We called you the everyone likes you attractive man.
Oh, well, why? Anyway, Charlie Brown is relatable on very many levels. Not only is he not confident, I mean, he's smart. Charlie Brown is smart.
He's not like my brother.
He's not confident in himself.
Just like my brother.
Yeah, yes.
See how annoying it is when you do it.
Anyway. I can't say anything, though, because you're right.
Anyway, but I really enjoyed the Thanksgiving special because, I don't know, I like it.
I like all Charlie Brown stuff. Like, there's all really good.
We have this tradition in my family where we watch the Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas one all on Thanksgiving.
The one I do watch a lot is the Christmas one.
In the Halloween special, you mentioned it's a great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I did. In the LCA Halloween special, I did mention the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Because it's a good movie. Like, it's nothing like groundbreaking, nothing special.
Peanuts itself is pretty groundbreaking, yeah. I think, but like, I mean...
But like, it's nothing like too special, it's just like a good family movie that like comes on like ABC during Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
So, basically in this, there's like technically two parts. There's one part where it's the Pilgrims part, where it's like Charlie Brown and the Peanuts are all going back in time, not like literally, like it's not like they found like a time machine or anything. And then they go back in time, but it's like back in time to the Pilgrim times, to like the first thing.
I like the reenactment of it.
Yeah.
And then the
second part.
The second part. So Charlie Brown he's like, oh, my friends all want to come over to Thanksgiving. Peppermint Patty invites herself over.
Yeah.
Peppermint Patty's a fun character.
I thought Peppermint Patty was a boy for like all of my childhood.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, no, that's because I always thought Peppermint Patty and
Marcy were dating.
Yeah.
Really?
I thought Peppermint Patty and Marcy were dating, and really? That Peppermint Patty was a boy.
They still could be dating.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. But,
I feel so left out in this episode.
I just don't get it.
He doesn't watch Charlie Brown.
I watch the Christmas one every year.
Yeah, but that's it.
Okay. I like it because it's just like, it doesn't have any like emotional background. It's just like a good, fun movie that you use to celebrate Thanksgiving.
It's a movie?
Snoopy is just hilarious. It's a movie.
Yes, you
well, I wouldn't say, it's not like a feature.
It's like a 10-minute movie.
It's like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes.
And then why do you call it a movie?
Because it is.
Because it's technically, it's
a moving picture.
Yeah.
It's a motion picture, Ty.
We're going back to the 50s.
That sounded
it's
like
a motion picture.
Technically it's a talkie because
yeah, it's a talkie. Because a movie is just
sounded like
no, because movies are just like, moving pictures. But
the announcer from
talkies,
yeah. The narrator from Korra.
Sounded like the narrator from Korra.
Okay, look, we're not talking about that though, are
anyway,
we? We're
talking. So anyway, Peppermint Patty invites herself over, which then leads to her calling every single other person in the neighborhood, telling them, "Hey, Chuck's having a Thanksgiving party." And Charlie Brown's like freaking out. It's like,
oh, by the way, Ty, for not a Charlie Brown person, Peppermint Patty calls Charlie Brown Chuck.
You're holding my hand, Chuck.
You're holding my hand,
Peanuts movie
Chuck.
In and of itself is fantastic.
It's amazing.
I like that. I don't like the
I need
style
to watch it
of animation.
Noah,
I loved it. I really
like Noah
it. Sharp I like
plays
this
Charlie Brown.
Anyway, point being, Charlie Brown's great. So he's like, I don't really know how to make toast. What am I supposed to do for Thanksgiving? So Snoopy helps him out because Snoopy is a great, loyal,
he's
lovable dog.
He's just the best.
So they make toast and jelly beans and popcorn.
Popcorn.
What a great Thanksgiving feast.
I kind of want to have a Thanksgiving feast like
Where's
that.
You,
we're
you
having just... a Friendsgiving.
Yeah, but like, we're actually...
What day is that again? I lost my invitation. Oh, wait, it's on my phone. Never mind.
It's on November 24th, the day before Thanksgiving, from 3 to 8 at Liam's house.
I took a
picture.
Oh,
I'm probably not going to be there.
I took a picture and I have it.
Grandma's house, because I'm going to my grandma's house for Thanksgiving.
It's not on Thanksgiving.
No, I know.
Why are you
I know.
Talking about this one?
Because
anyway.
This is the Thanksgiving special, stupid.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Actually, I am going to put a Q&A at the bottom of this asking, what do you guys eat for Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I eat fish.
Souls of the innocent.
I eat fish.
Obviously.
Favorite part of the movie is when they try and open the shed to get out the ping pong table and all the random chairs
and
tables.
And the chair's like attacking
him. The chair eats Snoopy.
And he like has a boxing battle
yeah.
with the chair.
It's amazing.
I don't know what it is, but like Schwartz's animation, like not like animation, but like drawing style, it's just so
it's
unique.
It's so lovable.
It's like... It's just, I don't know,
it's
there's nothing like it.
Well, it's
yeah.
charming.
It's
yeah,
charming, yeah.
I've read all the original comics of it, and it's such
a
good.
I haven't read all of them, but I've read a lot of them.
Snoopy used to look a lot different. He used to
yeah.
look like a normal dog.
Yeah.
Now I feel left out. I need to watch.
You really do.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
really
yeah.
good.
Snoopy, cultured.
Snoopy isn't a normal dog, because he's a talent.
One of my
he's
favorite
Italian.
Parts about Snoopy is when he, like,
does
the... over, when he does the vulture thing, and he, like, when he's, like, staring. Anyways, that's not.
Also, I really... I really like Woodstock.
Oh,
I like Woodstock too.
Woodstock's
so
hilarious.
Cute.
Yeah.
Violence in the podcast.
That sounded.
Wow.
No, it was like a drum.
Okay. Now let's go on to the second part of
the
pilgrim like reenactment.
I always liked the music that they played on the boat. I like that part.
With like the flutes.
Yeah.
Very early colonial.
Hey,
smart words.
Not really.
We talk about Christmas stuff?
No.
No.
It's Christmas time.
No, it's the Thanksgiving special.
No.
I mean,
what? No.
Thanksgiving basically means Christmas, though.
No.
No.
That, not for me.
It does.
Not for
it
me.
It does.
That,
I listen to Christmas.
In my family, it's
skip
illegal
to
talk about Christmas,
no.
sing Christmas music, or decorate for Christmas before
we,
until after
Halloween.
Halloween's
my family's
I've
moment.
Already started listening to Christmas.
Yeah, so do
yeah,
I.
Yeah, because
that's
fine. That's
Christmas
fine, but that's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about Thanksgiving and how it's great and how Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is like the only Thanksgiving movie, but and therefore, but it's like a good Thanksgiving movie because it's a good movie because it's Peanuts and Peanuts is great. And Charlie Brown is a really likable character and so are all the other Peanuts. And I really like Linus and his relationship with Lucy. And Lucy's kind of an annoying character because she basically and we're talking about Lucy and she's like the whole thing with the football. I'm not sure if they include that in the Thanksgiving special, but in a lot of Peanuts movies, you know, you have the football and she always like Chuck is like Charlie Brown's like, I'm gonna kick the football clear the moon, and then Lucy swipes the football right out from under him, and it's funny because it's slapstick comedy, and apparently a lot of people like to see Charlie Brown in pain. We're also going to talk about how they are on the Mayflower and they go and it's like they're reading.
Keep going.
Do not stop. There was no break.
Just keep
between words.
Just go.
And they go on the Mayflower, right? And because like they're the pilgrims, right? And that's like the story of Thanksgiving. Though probably historically inaccurate because no one really knows what happens during the first Thanksgiving. And also technically the first Thanksgiving wasn't the people on the boat. It was technically in Jamestown, and everyone died and ate
that's
each other
actually,
in Jamestown.
That's true.
But this isn't about Jamestown. It's about Charlie Brown. And I don't think Charlie Brown would include cannibalism within its videos. And not to mention, the animation's good.
No, you're not done. You can't be done. You can't be done. You can't be done.
I don't remember the Pilgrim special that well because I
like it when they
Jake!
I want to talk about when
well,
they
eat
them how to plant fish and grow corn.
plant fish.
they
Americans taught them how to fish. They took a fish, cut it open, put the corn inside, and then stuck.
Okay, yeah. Anyway,
you know how to garden in this special.
It's really important, guys, because remember, gardening is really important, because did you know that when you garden and you grow fresh vegetables, those are technically more healthier for you than the ones that you store by. So it's really important that you watch the Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving special, because it teaches you how to garden. Although, the gardening methods used are kind of, like, non-traditional anymore. But, you know... I need to keep going. So, lessons you can learn from the Peanuts, it's Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown, or Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. I want to smell your hair.
Please keep going. Don't stop.
Well, it teaches you lessons about friendship and how you don't invite yourself over to friends' house for Thanksgiving, which is really important, guys, because, like, I don't think you should really invite yourself over to people's houses for Thanksgiving, because that'd be kind of mean, because, like, what if they don't have enough food, and, like, what if they only know how to prepare toast? For example, Charlie Brown only knows how to prepare toast and pop popcorn. Now, if this was made later on in time, I would probably add on that Charlie Brown would probably also know how to make instant ramen, because everyone knows how to make instant ramen. But, you know, this wasn't made in 2021, so I don't think they would put instant ramen in it. But he knows how to pop popcorn and make toast, and Snoopy is a great dog, and he helps them, and he butters the toast, and he pops the popcorn, and he makes jelly beans, and
he doesn't make jelly beans. I'm not allowed to talk, you're not allowed to talk. I'm gonna listen to this while I sleep.
Welcome, guys, Colson Podcast, where I drone on and you can sleep to my very obviously comforting voice that isn't annoying at all.
Okay.
And Charlie Brown, he's bald, right? Guys, Charlie Brown, he's bald, and he has, like, this little, he always wears yellow and black, right? He has, like, this, I don't know, yeah. You guys probably have already, you know Charlie Brown, because Charlie Brown is a pop culture icon.
Yeah.
Just like you will be,
Coulson. I will be, won't I?
Are we gonna pose this?
Yes.
It's just a little Thanksgiving special, because Thanksgiving apparently isn't important.
Okay, but we can't post it until Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
No, I'm posting it today.
No, you can only post it on Thanksgiving.
No, too bad.
No, Jackson, like, actually.
I'm gonna forget.
Yeah. Well, then we'll send you reminders. Put
we'll
a reminder
send you,
in your
phone. We'll all okay, text okay, you on Thanksgiving.
Okay. If this is posted before Thanksgiving, you have legal rights to hunt Jackson down. All we need you to do is sign here. And no, I'm just going to go rant on Peanuts, because Peanuts is great. Okay, guys, Peanuts, they're like penis, right? They're Peanuts. They're like these nuts, right? But they're like, they're different. And sometimes they're salty. You get them at baseball games, right? But we're not talking about those.
Cracker Jack.
This is the most sexual talk I've ever
No, this is a peanut.
Don't make it sexual.
We're talking about baseball talk.
He said the nuts are salty.
No. Peanuts. You can get them at baseball. Have you ever been to a baseball game, Jackson?
Yeah, I have.
You get peanuts at baseball games.
I get Cracker Jacks.
Well, yeah, you can also get Cracker Jacks.
And corn dogs and hot dogs.
Well, yeah, but you can also get peanuts. Have you never gotten peanuts at a baseball game?
I know that you can.
I just never do it.
Okay, well, yeah, but peanuts are, like, you know, they're salty.
They're a staple.
Yeah, also, peanuts, you can also, like, grind them up and make peanut butter. And peanut butter, you put on, like, toast, which goes back to Charlie Dow's Thanksgiving, because he makes toast.
Can we name this episode Colson Goes on a Rant?
But that'll be in the description.
Guys.
It'll be Thanksgiving special, Colson Goes on a Rant.
Guys, because Charlie Brown makes toast, which is why it's called peanut.
I want to see a baby picture of baby Colson. Baby Colson. I keep hearing peanuts.
Stop it, family friendly.
Baby Coulson.
So Peanuts is a comic made by this one guy, and he makes comics, right? Well, he doesn't anymore because he's dead.
No, it's definitely
this is just us high.
I'm not high on anything, guys. I like to make it.
We're all laying on the ground on top of each other.
I'd like to make it clear I don't do drugs.
None of us do.
Do you know who else doesn't do drugs? The cast of Peanuts. Because they're children. And children don't do drugs unless, I mean, but the cast of Peanuts, they don't do drugs because they're good role models. Now, the cast of Peanuts is really special because in the Peanuts movies, they're played by actual children, which is
every
really...
Every time you say Peanuts, seriously,
you can't do that.
No, so the cast of Peanuts, they're played by actual children, which is kind of revolutionary, because a lot of animated movies wouldn't have actual children play the part of children, like children characters. They wouldn't be voiced by actual children. But the things
like Bart Simpson.
Yeah, yeah. He's played by a woman.
How are we going to fit this into a 30-minute episode?
It's not going to be 30 minutes. We're ending in 5, 4, 3.
No! So, the thing that's... The thing that Peanuts does... The Peanuts movies do so remarkable with the Charlie Brown Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas is they do this really good thing. They translate the comic of Peanuts, these Sunday newspaper comics of Peanuts, they translate them so well into an animation. And I think that's really impressive because the art style is so, again,
that's
it's
true. I have looked at the Peanuts animation. It is really cool. I like that artsy style.
We already talked about this earlier.
Anyway, but the thing that's, it's just really impressive. Now, I think a lot of people don't realize, I mean, it's hard to make an animated movie, right? And so I would say if you're going to make an animated movie, you're gonna make an animated movie about children. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Guys, thank you for tuning in.
No.
Happy Thanksgiving. This has been a dumb episode. We didn't come up with anything else to make an episode on.
I'm gonna
especially
listen to
for
this
Thanksgiving.
While I sleep.
I hope that you sleep well, thanks to Colson's soothing voice. I think that he should be the one that signs us out. So, Colson, send it.
Thank you for watching LCA, which is Lights, Camera, Action. We hope you have a good night, a good weekday, a good weekend. Wherever you are, we hope you stay safe.
Drink
and thank
lots
you.
Of water.
Stay hydrated. And goodbye. Cut.